One of the things that I guess most parents remember is the first word that their child speaks. We kind of like to remember those first words because we know they mark a really special occasion in a child's life. The Bible doesn't actually tell us what Jesus' first words were. In fact, the Bible tells us virtually nothing about Jesus' childhood at all. But the first words of Jesus, which the Bible tells us about, are when he was about 12 years old. "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?" Strange, isn't it? They're the only words of Jesus which the Bible tells us about up until he was about the age of 30. Mary and Joseph didn't really understand the significance of it all. It must have seemed like they just had a really precocious child. But Luke hasn't included this one event just to make Jesus look very serious and studious. There's more to it than that. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" That actually, they weren't just the first words of Jesus recorded in the Bible. It was also something that no one had ever said before. I guess we get so used to using words like the Lord's Prayer, you know, "Our Father in heaven," that it comes as a bit of a surprise to know that until Jesus, no one had ever referred to God as their Father in that way. Go back through the Old Testament, you find Abraham. Abraham had a really special relationship with God, but he never called God Father. Exodus 33 says that the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. But Moses never called God Father. In the Psalms, David calls out to God as his shepherd, his rock, his fortress, but never as his Father. No one had ever been able to call God my Father. No one until Jesus. It's a reminder for us that Jesus wasn't just a great teacher, a wonderful friend, a compassionate healer. He was the Son of God, because only a son or a daughter can call someone father, can't they? I mean, Ollie and Christopher can call Phil father, but I couldn't. It would be ridiculous. He's younger than me. And it's the same with God. The only one who could call him Father was his Son. And yet, one day, when Jesus was talking, when Jesus' disciples were talking with him, and they said, "Lord, teach us to pray," Jesus said, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name." But if Jesus was the only one who could call God Father, how could he invite his disciples to do it? Well, Jesus, of course, had a unique relationship with God. He was the one and only Son of God. But the Bible tells us that through Jesus, we can be adopted as children of God. There are some words which you find at the beginning of John's Gospel. You will be reading them on Wednesday, I hope. And we often think of them more at Christmas time. "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor a husband's will, but born of God." So amazingly, even though Jesus' relationship with his Father was completely unique, it's one that he invites us to share in. We as well can call God our Father. But it's only possible through Jesus and what he's done for us.